Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I am excited as heck to bring to you a guy that the first time I saw him speak was in a straitjacket. And he spent the first part of his speech getting out of the straitjacket. And I think all of us as small business owners need to have a straitjacket because we're all crazy. But this guy is crazy like a fox. He's fantastic. His name is AJ Poyden, and he is what we consider to be a webinar warrior. And he has a great story to tell us. So, AJ, how you doing, man?
I am fantastic. Loving it.
I am so happy to hear you. One of the first things we talked about before we got on is I said, living the dream. And you said, I'm living the dream. And you shared a little bit of your story with me. And you were a young kid that was kind of an outsider that was, you have a story to tell from that. And the story of how you got into doing coaching with people and the kind of things that you're doing is amazing. So I'd love to share that story with my peeps. So why don't you start from that point where you were kind of depressed and then how you grew into this wonderful, incredible coach and speaker?
Yeah, well, you know, it really is kind of a, part of my big why, my big mission anyways, and that is the way I started was at 14 years old, I was feeling like I was invisible, meaning like I didn't matter in the world and I wasn't making, I wasn't impactful. Now, I don't know why that was important to me at 14, but to me, it was everything, and without that, life just didn't have that much meaning, and as a result, I was on antidepressants. I was seeing a counselor, and, once a week, and on three separate occasions, as I told her how I felt invisible and like I didn't matter, she actually fell asleep while I was talking to her. No joke.
Wow.
That really happened. That's either pretty sad or pretty funny. I'm not sure which one. Maybe nowadays it's funny. Back then it was kind of sad. And I was on antidepressants at an early age and suicidal. And one day my mom, she was a real estate agent, and she said, I'm going to see this guy who eats fire. Do you want to come? I said, sure. All I wanted to do is see this guy who eats fire. Well, his name was Marshall Silver, and it was actually a sales seminar. He was teaching people how to sell more real estate, waterbeds, and insurance through a sales process. And at 14 years old, I didn't sell, anything. So what I learned was I learned sales as a form of communication, both to myself and to others. And so I sold myself hope. I sold, and because I was like that invisible kid, I could easily see other invisible kids. The good kids, we know who they are. The in trouble at risk kids, quite frankly, we knew who they were. But I always felt it was the invisible kid that was in most danger because I was them. I was, here I am wanting to, hurt myself and nobody knew. And so I could see the other invisible kids. And so I sold them hope and I sold them that dream, and I realized my big why is to help people realize that I see you, you matter, you're amazing, and the world needs to see you. And so at 14, I said, wow, this is really good. I like this. I went from being last chair, voted most quiet clarinet player in the band, okay, super shy, to getting the most inspirational award in the entire school for that department. And so it did a complete change for me and changed my path. And it also changed my career because, I realized at 15, if I wanted to keep going to these events, I needed to work at the events because they were kind of expensive. So I volunteered and I actually started working in seminars at age 14, 15 years old. And being around a lot, I started knowing more of it. You know, unlike another staff member who's there for a paycheck, I was there because I wanted to learn. And I didn't know how many 16, 17-year-olds were going to seminars. And so I brought all my friends to my basement and I started doing seminars for them. And so now I'm 45, 46 years old, and I'm still doing what I did when I was 15 years old. And, you know, earlier today we were discussing, you and I were discussing about living the dream, and that's how I know I'm living the dream. I'm doing today what I was doing when I was 15 for fun.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. And then also tell the story about when you were 17 and you approached Marshall on, you know, trying to get some coaching.
Yeah, you know, I find it interesting because, you know, some of the things that when I meet other people, some of the challenges I see them encountering, you know, such as, you know, commitment and, you know, and taking a bold step and, you know, maybe making an investment or deciding on a mentor, you know, I see them have challenges. And yet I think about my own story. And when I was 17, I was just getting out of high school saying, okay, well, now what? You know, I've been looking at doing these seminars, and at seven, you know, now I'm graduating high school. It's like, okay, well, I want to do this. And so I went to my mentor and I asked him, how do I be like you? And, you know, at 17, I think he kind of, he was giving me the brush off by giving me a really high price tag, right? So although he charges way more nowadays, you know, back then $6,000 was a lot of money, especially to, you know, what's that, over almost 30 years ago. And to a 17-year-old who didn't have any money, didn't have a job, you know, just out of high school, where are they going to get $6,000?
Well, $6,000 is a lot of money to anybody right now to try to get coaching, you know, right? It's not easy.
Yeah, exactly. So it was kind of a brush-off, you know, type of thing. However, you know, at that point, most people decide either I have it or I don't have it, right? And my question, and when he told me that, my answer was, gulp. Okay. And I said, give me some time. And I went out and I got myself a job. Now, here's the thing. What I had was a set of tapes on how to sell. Okay. And I took those tapes and I studied them. So it's kind of has to do a little bit with, well, what do I have? It's not about waiting until I have something. It's about doing with what I've got right now. And I got myself a commission job. And it took me about three months to raise $6,000. And quite frankly, I think raising that money was half the lesson. You know, as an entrepreneur, that was half the lesson right there. So I don't know how many 17-year-olds are going to get a job, make $6,000 at their first job, save it, and then spend it on a mentor. But that's exactly what I did. And, you know, it was a great move for me. It spawned a lifelong passionate career.
Yeah, just it's an amazing story. I mean, the fact that you even had the wherewithal to know what you had to do, achieve it, and then go get a mentor and, you know, make things happen in your life and really start that curve upwards.
Well, there's a little background to that as well.
Sure.
If I could, you know, so again, I met my mentor at 14, so I had 3 years of really listening to, you know, these seminars of do what it takes to get things done, right? But it actually starts way before that with my father. You know, my father was in the Philippines. I'm Filipino. And when he was a kid, he was known as a Wonder Boy of Mindanao. He was a championship runner. He broke all the national records for being the fastest in the Philippines. In fact, he represented the Philippines in the Asian Games, which is kind of like the Olympics. And so he was very positive in a pessimistic culture, right? You're a small barrio boy with no shoes. How are you going to be a champion? And so he had this thing kind of positive. And he had two dreams. One was to be the fastest runner, which he was. And then the second was to pass on his positive mindset to other athletes. And so after running in the Asian Games, the Philippines offered him the head track and field coach position at the University of Philippines. You know, very prestigious. He's about to get his second dream. And you know what he did?
No.
He turned it down.
Really?
Yeah, he turned it down. And what did he do instead? He joined the U.S. Navy. Here's a guy who achieved champion level success by not listening to the people around him. And for the next 20 years, he took orders. Why did he do that?
I have no idea, but wow.
Well, like a lot of people who come to the United States, he did it for me. So I had to be born here in the United States. You know, he kind of gave up his second dream for me. And so ever since I can remember, I didn't listen to music in the car. My dad played Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Dennis Watley, you know, W. Clement Stone, you know, all these great grandfathers of modern motivation. Mm-hmm. And so I had that good backing there, and combined with the opportunity to actually have a mentor really changed a lot for me.
Dude, just a fantastic story. I love everything that you're saying. So you've had kind of a, I wouldn't necessarily call it a rebranding, but more of an epiphany. Now, you know, the straitjacket thing is a wonderful way to talk about overcoming obstacles. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've seen you speak, and it's just amazing. But the key thing that you've done is you started a new brand called The Webinar Warrior. And yes. Let's talk a little bit about how that epiphany came to you and why it's so important, and how you take what you've learned before and put it into what you're doing today.
Sure. Now, you know, just because I grew up in personal development does not mean I'm immune to negative thoughts and challenges and the weight of the world. Okay. It just means that I keep going. That's all personal development, you know, really has done. You know, it doesn't it's not a magic wand that gets rid of challenges, right? And so I've had my ups and downs through business. I have gone from working in the library because that's the only place I could afford to work, the public library for free, to doing $1 million in sales within 12 months, and I've done that 3 times in my life, you know. So as much as I've had that success, that also means I lost it, you know, several times. And so that means I've had my challenges. Well, through my success, you know, nowadays over the last few years, what most people know me for is certifying people as success coaches and as hypnotherapists. And so I was and I've had great success with that. My students have great success. And then all of a sudden lately, I was looking at my students and saying, boy, you know, they grew immensely really fast, and then they kind of plateaued. Why are they not getting to that next level? You know, what do I need? You know, they need to play bigger. They need to do more. And I kept on saying, how do I've told them that. You know, why aren't they doing that? And, you know, that analogy where you point your finger and then there's like 3 fingers pointing back at you, right? And then I had to ask myself, how am I playing bigger? And the answer was, I wasn't. You know, I've had my success, and then now I was kind of playing it easy. And so I wasn't being the example of bigger. I was being the example of retired, you know? And so I said, I need to do something more. I need to do something different. And so it was about 3 months ago when I started actually taking on this brand as Webinar Warrior. Now, I've developed it, helped produce 3 speaker companies where I've written hundreds of presentations for other people who have become, you know, some of them have become millionaires from the sales presentations that I've written for them. But I've always done it underneath someone else's banner. Either I was partnered with somebody, or I was fulfilling that for somebody else. And so I never really kind of claimed it as my own. And so the last 3 months, I came up with a new brand called Webinar Warrior, where it's AJ. AJ, me. It's my time. No partners, no, you know, doing business the way that I see fit. you know, the way that, you know, with my untouched formula, writing presentations the way that I really have seen work over my 30-year career. And I'm really excited about that. Now, ever since I've taken on this new brand and calling it the Webinar Warrior, and quite frankly, I'm not sure if Webinar Warrior, that name, is really the best brand for the marketplace, but I'll tell you, it's the best brand for me right now, because I have to ask myself every day, am I a warrior? Am I a warrior? And what does that mean to me? And that means to me that every day, and this is why it feels like a whole new life to me. The last 3 months, every day, I'm waking up with a purpose and a want. I want to go after something. I want to make something happen, to better my business, to better my clients, to better my own health, my relationships, my relationship with my wife, with my kids, with my friends, with my business partners. It's that warrior is that, to me, that person who makes things happen on purpose and is purposeful in everything. And so it feels like a whole new life. And so now, you know, I'm helping people transform their life and their business. For many people, that means helping them make money sooner and more often, you know, through sharing their message or via webinars or presentations. And so I help them, you know, down their path of being a warrior themselves with my warrior business model.
So let's give my peeps a knowledge bomb. When you start putting together a sales message, what's the difference between the average person who's just doing the typical sales message and somebody who is, and even if it's a webinar, face-to-face, whatever it is, what's the difference between the average salesperson and a warrior? What makes that click? What's the secret sauce?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, you're right. You know, most people just kind of go out there and they do what I call the best that they can, right? They either have the talent to do it where the best that they can is good enough to get something occasionally, or they're not, and it's kind of a hit or miss. And so, you know, the warrior doesn't let, you know, isn't a gatherer to see, okay, let's go out there and see what we can catch, you know, or see what we can drum up. The warrior is a person that says, okay, even if I suck, I still have to go out and bring home some food today, right? And so the warrior is planning. It's the planning of that sales presentation. You know, it's a planning, it's a rehearsal, it's a practice of your presentation itself. You know, so many people go out there and just wing it, whereas if they just had a plan, they would achieve so much more. And, you know, parts, you know, some of the things about that is that, you know, for example, let's take an organization like a multi-level marketing, you know, type of company, all right? And oftentimes I see people out there and they're trying to make sales and nothing's happening, you know, and nothing's happening at all. And it's like, well, what's going on for them? What's not, you know, happening? And the first thing is a lot of people are very unclear about even what they're offering to people, right? And if they're not clear about what they're offering, you know, they're just out there trying to get business, but they're very unclear in their communication. So it's about having a clear communication, knowing what it is, even to yourself. And having, you know, and that's, there's a level of competency to that. And then having, knowing what your offer is one thing, but being able to say it out loud to yourself is a whole nother thing. So I know people who say they know what they're offering, and yet, and they can see it on paper, they read it, but the ability to say it out loud is a whole nother thing. And then another level of competency is ability to say it out loud to someone else, right? And then my next task level or level of competency goes into, now can you say it out loud to someone else using features and benefits? Don't just tell them what they get, tell them why it matters to them, right? And then the next level is saying it was custom features and benefits, okay? So before it was just saying why it matters to anybody. Well, now it's why does it matter to the person I'm talking to? You know, where you said how does it going to impact their life, right? And then there's the competency level of saying it with persuasion. You know, so many people go out there and they want to learn this, you know, fancy NLP sales technique, And yet they really don't even have the basics of their sales presentation to begin with. So, you know, if you don't know, if you don't have the ability to talk about the features and benefits of your product well, the persuasion you have, your learning isn't going to help, right? I recently went to a sales event where people are learning how to sell, and I realized almost like 60% of them were very unclear about what they were selling or even their ability to talk about what they were selling, and yet here they are learning advanced techniques when they didn't even have the basics yet, right? And so that's persuasion. Next level is saying it through a story, and then we tell, then how do we tell the story better? Say it with humor, and then say it with heart. And so what I like to do when it comes to presentations, do what I call layers. And it's writing down, you know, have a successful, proven structure of a presentation, and then I start layering on top of it, making it better and better and better, adding in humor, adding in stories, adding in persuasion, adding in heart, adding in, you know, all the different elements that make it more dynamic. And, you know, I call it, compared to having 300 DPI dots per inch resolution of a picture and then having a 1200 DPI resolution. So it's just about having a plan, making a formal presentation, and making it the best you can because your family depends on it.
I love that, man. That is just so spot on because, yeah, a lot of people try to use systems without having a foundation, principles. They don't get the principles. You know, that's the key.
That's like trying to build, making a building and saying, oh my gosh, the penthouse is going to be the most awesome thing. In fact, let's start with that first. Right?
Yeah.
You can't build a penthouse until you get the foundation first.
Absolutely. So AJ, you've got something that's going to help my peeps better wrap their arms around what you do and how to see some of those successes. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure, absolutely. You know, to me, you know, what you want to create, let's say, you know, what is it that you want in your life a year from now? Okay, well, you know, in your, let's say in your business a year from now, you know, think about it, you know, where is it that you want your business? And then, you know, how much money does that equate to if you were doing that kind of business? Or vice versa, you know, if you said, hey, I want my business to be doing this kind of money, well, what kind of business would you need to be doing to get that money? So think of an activity and think of the number of what that means in a year from now. Well, what you do in the next 90 days is going to dramatically affect whether or not you hit your one-year goal. You do this action for 90 days, you'll reach your goal. You do a different action for the next 90 days, and it's going to be really tough to reach your goal, right? So I think the beginning is a very important place. And so I have a program, a video called Building Your Business, Living Your Passion. And it's doing kind of what I did, which was find something that you already like. If you like something, and you have a passion for something, it's likely you're not the only one, right? So if you like it, it's likely that there's other people that will like it. And the fact that you like it and they like it probably means you'll get along with them, right? And so so it's like how to turn your hobbies into a business, how to monetize what you most enjoy doing. And so it's called, again, it's a video called Building a Business, Living Your Passions. And it's my gift to everyone.
Outstanding. And thanks so much for sharing that. I really do. I'll make sure I put the link in the show notes so anybody can get it. Just go to Bacon Podcast, search AJ's episode, and you'll be able to find the link to it. So AJ, this has been incredible. Great, great stories. Great, great stuff. You've dropped some incredible knowledge bombs on my peeps. If people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
I'm going to give you two places. One is thewebinarwarrior.com, thewebinarwarrior.com would be a great site. Or and yet, if you want to get the bigger perspective of what I'm doing, just ajpuedan.com. So that's ajpuedan.com. Hey, do you know what my last name means?
No, I don't. What does it mean?
So Pueden is a Spanish word for able. So puedo is he is able, Pueda, she is able, Pueden, is they are able, or they can, or we can. So that's, it literally means we can.
Wow, that's outstanding. Do you know what my last name means?
I do not.
It's Italian for basil, so you can call me Herb. Hey, Jay, man, this has been a blast. It's been such a pleasure and way too long to get you on the podcast, man, but it was worth the wait. So I so appreciate you coming on and sharing your expertise and stuff, man. This has been fantastic, and I know my peeps are going to get a lot out of it. So thanks for joining us.
I have fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again in person and hanging out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.